begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Stacy Lynn, and she's up in Fort Collins and certainly is working to try to overcome some of the programs being implemented by ICLEI. Now, what is ICLEI? Well, ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a subversive organization. It is an international organization intent upon changing the structure of American society. And it's doing a great job. It has branches. It has over 600 communities have signed contracts with ICLEI and are helping to finance it. But I'm going to let Stacy tell you what they're up to, because, of course, you must understand that because of our Constitution, the people who want an authoritarian society managed by a massive bureaucracy are having difficulty implementing their programs, and so what they're doing is going to the local communities. And many community leaders having no idea what this is all about, and it sounds so good, and everybody else is doing it, they get on board. And Stacy, you tell the story.
Well, it's great to be here again, and thank you for the opportunity. There's so much exciting news to report. We're going to focus today on Arvada, Colorado, and the reason for that is an excellent example of how these organizations can sincerely and truly transform local governments so that the elected officials have no power. They have no ability to represent the people who elected them. So we have a great example to talk about. I began investigating ICLEI almost 2 years ago when the city of Fort Collins, Colorado, attempted to put some private trash businesses completely out of business. And that led me to do some pretty in-depth research. I began investigating communities around Colorado. And I was in Arvada this summer preparing for an ICLEI presentation to a community group, and was walking through City Hall in Arvada and discovered that they had the same plans to take control of their trash haulers the same way that Fort Collins did. They used the same language. It was almost like they were using exactly the same process that Fort Collins was using. So I discovered that, indeed, they were going to follow the same process, and I thought that was probably not a good idea, as I believed in Fort Collins. And I contacted the private businesses in Arvada and told them I had some information I'd like to share with them about my experience in Fort Collins. So those private trash companies are now in the fight of their lives. They're trying to protect their business from the city government, and there are hundreds of jobs that are at risk of being lost. Those are local, stable, good-paying jobs that that community relies on. So that's why
I'm
so passionate.
Now, does this have to do with the waste management there? Is that what it involves? Or is it other businesses as well?
Well, it's the waste hauling services right now that are under attack. But what they normally do when ICLEI comes to town is they start with the trash businesses, and then they move on to developers and retail, restaurants, anything basically that produces or consumes resources becomes a target.
Now, what do they do to those communities? No, what do they do to the businesses?
Here's what they're doing. They try to eliminate all of those businesses except for one. And their goal is to reduce the carbon emissions. And they say they would like to protect the damage to the streets from these heavy trash trucks. The problem is there's no reliable studies that show that trash trucks cause any more harm to the streets than other delivery vehicles or semi-trucks, things like that. So they're
well, what happens, though, if, they, if you do away with the trash trucks, then who picks up the trash?
Well, it's either a single hauler would pick up the trash so that there aren't multiple trash trucks in the community, or the city would have their own hauling service.
But you're still going to have trucks.
That's right. Their arguments don't prove to be scientifically sound or logical. It's just an excuse to force people to recycle and to for the government to have massive control over what you do with your garbage.
Okay, fine. So basically, they come in and they have a program to put some of the companies out of business. And then once they get that done, the trash business, how have they been impacting on other parts of the local community, on the builders and on businesses?
Well, ICLEI loves to focus on business owners because they know they have a lot of power. And the way they do that is through a program called ClimateWise. ClimateWise is a city-run, government-run program that ICLEI helps them learn how to implement. And they'll go to your business and just walk in and say, I noticed you're not using the right light bulbs, or I noticed that you're using disposable plates instead of washable plates. And then the city will strongly suggest that you become more responsible as a business owner. And if you're a business owner decide that that's not best for your business, then you're not seen as a responsible owner in your local community, and you're basically put on a list where you're not playing along with everyone else.
And basically, of course, this is for a non-existent program. Carbon dioxide is good for the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide makes up 0.038%, not 1% of the atmosphere, not a tenth of a percent, but 0.038 thousandths. It's 38 thousandths of a percent of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. And yet, because they control the media, they've been able to convince people that this is going to create a terrible problem. The only problem is things are getting colder. In fact, this is going to be one of the coldest winters on record. But it doesn't matter what the science shows. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. If you control the media, you can make people believe black is white, white is black, and that up is down. And so they're using this whole threat of CO2 and emissions to transform the local communities.
Yes, and what's interesting, the way they transform government is ICLEI works through city staff, not the elected officials. Most of the time, elected officials honestly do not know what city staff is doing as they work 8 to 10 hours a day on these projects. So what happened in Arvada was the city staff had a meeting on October 12th with all the trash haulers. 12 trash hauling companies met with the Arvada city staff. I attended that meeting also because I like to stay current on what's happening. So what city staff told these haulers was their goal was to eliminate everybody in the room except for one. So if you're a business owner and your city government tells you that there's only going to be one hauler left at the end of their process.
Hold that thought, Stacy. We'll be right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning, I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low. But with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited-time offer.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Stacy Lynn. She's talking about what's going on in Arvada, where, of course, the staff got in all the trash haulers, I guess there were 12 of them, and said, well, there's only going to be one of you left. Now, what was the response of these people who are making their living hauling trash? They're doing a good job. They're competing with one another in a free and open society. What happened when they were told that almost all of them are going to lose out?
Well, a couple things happened right off the beginning. And the first thing is they're shocked. I mean, how would you feel if you were a private business owner and your city told you that they are on a mission to eliminate you? So they're shocked at first, and then they immediately start to think, because they're business owners, well, how can I be that one that's left? What can I do to be the one who is still in business at the end of this process? So it creates a horrible environment for these businesses, because they're competitors to begin with. They're all sitting in a room, and at the same time, the city staff is coming down hard on them because they're not sharing private business information. So these business owners are in a horrible position. And that's where this is how they transform government. The elected officials in Arvada did not know that this meeting occurred or what was said at the meeting. And that's very difficult to believe until you see this process happen a few times, and then you realize they're doing this on purpose so that the elected officials don't cause any problems with the staff goals.
Well, why don't the elected officials just fire the staff?
Well, the staff is learned. It takes them a while to learn about how this process is working through ICLEI and sustainability consultants. So once the elected officials do learn about it, then there's this new tension created between staff and elected officials. And it's almost like everyone's hands are tied because nobody can act without authority from somebody else. Well, that somebody else happens to be city managers. City managers are, for the majority, tied closely to ICLEI and sustainable development. The reason for that is there is a lot of money, taxpayer money, that local communities can access if they commit to sustainable development. And also, city managers want to get recognized nationally and internationally for pursuing these goals. If you are a city manager who refuses to participate in sustainable development, then your community will not have access to millions of dollars from the taxpayer.
Of course, the only real hope for our country is if it goes bankrupt and they don't have the money to bribe local communities to go along with these subversive goals. Would that be a fairly accurate estimate?
That is one way that it will change everything. But the exciting news that's happening in Colorado is ICLEI is becoming a common term. 2 years ago, nobody knew what ICLEI was. You never heard the term. Nobody understood it. But now that there's this experience with ICLEI and how they operate in other communities, Arvada is in such a great position. The people in Arvada can actually stop this now before these businesses are eliminated and hundreds of people lose their jobs.
Now,
and here's why it's going to happen.
What happened at the meeting? Did you have an opportunity to speak and explain what was going on?
Yes, it was very exciting. On December 4th, the trash haulers organized a community meeting, and I spoke at that meeting to more than 300 people who came out on a Saturday morning to learn about what was going on with trash in Arvada. And once they learned about what was going on behind the scenes and that their trash bill was going to skyrocket, double or triple, they decided that wasn't okay with them. And that also the mayor and two city council members attended that community meeting, and they were not aware of what staff had told these private businesses. So it was a critical turning point for Arvada, and now we have a large community who is focused on ending this trash study and the interference before they have a chance to do the damage.
And basically, are you getting some help there? Is somebody else taking on the leadership? Because you can't do everything. Fort Collins and Arvada and every other place. Are some of the local people really getting involved?
The trash hauling businesses in Arvada, because they have the information that happened in Fort Collins, I am giving them every single document and talking with the owners of these businesses on a regular basis. And the reason for that is I want them to have the advantage. And at this point, the small businesses in Arvada are winning this fight because they have the information. Business owners are going to be key into turning this around. If the business owners don't get involved, then they are going to lose their businesses. So it's exciting in Arvada. We have
created a Facebook page. You know, at least one community is understanding what's going on in Fort Collins, because they did something very similar there, didn't they?
They did. In Fort Collins, the exact same thing happened. We were successful in stopping one portion of their interference with private business. However, the city of Fort Collins did implement a pay-as-you-throw ordinance, and that one ordinance made our trash bills double and triple. They went up 56 to 108% as soon as that ordinance passed. And that wasn't because the trash haulers wanted to raise their rates. They were forced to raise their rates so that people were forced to recycle more. So the big thing with interfering with trash businesses is the city wants to divert more garbage from the landfill and force people to recycle. It's called strong pricing mechanisms, and all that means is we want to penalize you for having trash, and the only way we're going to succeed in that is to make you pay for it. So we have to pay a lot more for our trash.
Everything is all about how you manipulate the people. That's what smart electric meters are all about. They want to run up the cost of electricity to get people to stop using electricity. And, of course, you do it by making it cost more. But the average individual doesn't understand this is part of a program. Electricity is very, very cheap. But, of course, they could make it by a nuclear. Oh, we couldn't have nuclear power. We could hydroelectric. Oh, we got to tear out the dams. All of these things are designed to run up the cost of electricity. And that's what the smart meter is about. And they're doing exactly the same thing with the trash, running the price up so they can manipulate the people. Would that be a fair estimate?
That's exactly right. And so you have to ask, well, why do they want to force people to recycle? What is the benefit for that? Because when you look at the facts about what's happening with recycling, you know, all of those plastic bottles are being shipped to China. So why are we spending so much money and effort to ship our trash to China? Well, there's a reason for that. We don't want to deal with it here because of the toxins it puts into our environment. And it's a very expensive process. So if we ship it to China, they can stockpile it or burn it or grind it up, and they can deal with our garbage. If the goal is to protect the environment, recycling in most instances does not accomplish that.
No, it doesn't. In fact, years ago, they used to just burn the trash and got rid of all of it that way, and they actually generated heat. And they used that to make electricity and, of course, drove down the cost of electricity. But, oh, my goodness, it released carbon into the air. And so they can come up with all of these excuses to justify blocking from doing what is logical because, of course, they don't want to solve the problem. They want to create problems, and they're sure doing a good job of it. Well, basically,
they are. Now, another interesting thing that's happening in Fort Collins is we have just finished our process called Plan Fort Collins. And what that is the Agenda 21 on the local level. We've named it Plan Fort Collins. I know New York City had named theirs Plan New York City. These processes are going on across the United States. So what Fort Collins is proud of, instead of making it easier for people to travel through the city, they're making it more difficult to drive a car. And they are proud of the fact that they are making our roads more narrow with less lanes, fewer lanes. So we have a four-lane road in front of Colorado State University. They have taken out two lanes, so now it's down to a two-lane road. The reason they've done that is so that they can put bicycle lanes down the center of the road. That is happening all throughout the city of Fort Collins.
Well, do the people understand what is going on, or do they realize the whole idea is to create confusion and congestion to get people and force them out of their cars?
People are truly starting to understand that, and that's why there is sincere hope that we can stop this. But it's going to take a plan, and we do have a plan that I've been meeting with groups around the state to tell them maybe this is what we need to do next. Focus on doing this one thing so that we can stop this sustainable development from wrecking our quality of life.
And that's what it's all about. It's really to destroy contemporary society. The whole idea of sustainable development. Could you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is? Because if they've never really been acquainted with the idea, why, of course, it is so incredible. But could you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is?
Yes, Agenda 21 is a document that lays out a plan for implementing sustainable development on a worldwide basis.
And what sustainable... It's a worldwide program. That's why this whole thing is subversive. Go ahead.
Yes. So what's very important to do is to define what sustainable development is. You hear that term all the time, and it is associated with a positive, very proactive way to protect our environment. But here's the definition of sustainable development. Sustainability requires the sharing and management of economic, social, and environmental resources equitably throughout the community. And what that means is the government decides what you need, what somebody else needs, and they take your money and put it there. So that is how they're transforming the United States of America.
But they really want, of course, to change everything. They want to get people out of their cars. They want to get them out of their homes and into small, sustainable communities, small apartments where they can be watched and monitored. They certainly want to get people using rail lines rather than cars. They certainly want to cut down on the use of electricity. They want to cut down on the use of water. They want to lower our living standards. It's part of a massive plan. We're running out of water, we're running out of air, we're running out of electricity, and all of this is, my goodness, we've just got to, not only that, we've got to limit the number of people as well, because there are too many people. Population control is an important part of Agenda 21, isn't it?
It is, and there are a number of ways they can accomplish that without people fully recognizing how it's happening. And so people often say, well, this is not possible. This cannot happen in the United States or in my city because we have elected officials who represent us. But you have to remember that ICLEI and sustainable development is very effective at taking the power away from elected officials and giving it to city staff. And if we go back to Arvada, once we had that community meeting, then the council was on notice. And they realized they did not know what was happening in their own community because city staff was doing everything behind closed doors. So what happened? Here's what happened. The mayor and the council decided, wait a minute, we don't know what's happening here. They had planned to have a community meeting that the city of Arvada was sponsoring. When they realized they didn't know what was happening and they were getting so many phone calls from people in Arvada, they canceled this meeting that they had scheduled for January. The reason they canceled the meeting was for two reasons. One was to because they didn't know what was happening, truly, and the second was to take the heat off. They want people to believe that the trash issue is dead, and they want people to stop paying attention, and most importantly, to stop calling. These elected officials are getting hundreds of phone calls from people in Arvada who say, what's going on here? The mayor doesn't know what's going on because the city staff is doing that intentionally. That puts the elected officials in a very uncomfortable position, and they deserve to know the truth also.
Well, are they going to take a stand against the city manager and say, put an end to this now, or are they going to be bulldozed by him?
There are three people who are taking a firm stand, three elected officials taking a firm stand against the city manager. The city manager is on record saying he supports this, the goals of ICLEI and sustainable development. He believes in the mission, and he believes that there should be some serious changes in Arvada.
And
so
he is a subversive as well, because this is an internationalist, unconstitutional movement, and he ought to be fired. We'll be back in just a moment with Stacy Lynn. If you have a question, our number is 1-877-254-7524. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Stacy Lynn. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Stacy or you'd like to get involved and help her. But, Stacy, basically, do you have a website? Or how can people get in touch with you and learn more?
Well, what we're focusing on right now is the situation in Arvada, Colorado. And I've created a Facebook page on the community pages of Facebook so that we can ask all of the people across the United States to join this Facebook page. The reason we wanted them to join this page is to put intense pressure on the elected officials in Arvada. It doesn't matter if you're in Texas or Oklahoma, Pennsylvania. If you can join this page, make a comment about your belief in free markets, competition, small business, and the role of government, then we are going to have the elected officials join the page also. This will help them understand how important this is to people in the United States. So the Facebook page is called the Arvada Friends of Small Business Choice and Competition. I'm encouraging everyone to join that.
All right, fine. Now, basically, you mentioned that you have three members of the city council on your side. How many people are there there?
There are seven council members. That includes the mayor.
All right, fine. Is the mayor with you or is he against you?
It's difficult to tell his position right now, so I can't answer that 100%. But you were talking about firing the city manager, and so the plan we have being implemented in Colorado and for other people I'm connected with in other states is we are going to flip the councils so that the majority of the councils are led by constitutional-based people. Once that happens, once you have a good majority, then you can fire the city and county managers. That is how city and county managers are hired and fired. So we have to flip the councils first. Then we replace the city managers.
And that is absolutely the only way to do it. I mean, otherwise, you're sort of whistling against the wind. But once the people get involved and you get good people in local government, and people got to have to be willing to take the time to be involved, because believe me, the enemies of freedom are working constantly to take over control of local government. And they've done it effectively in so many communities across America. These are people who believe in an authoritarian ruled bureaucracy, and they want to destroy our nation. They know exactly what they're doing. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Mike from Arvada.
Okay, Mike, are you aware of this problem?
I'm aware now more than I was. So I was wanting to know how I can get in touch with Stacy or...
How
yeah, that'd be great.
How
I give out my phone number on the air, so if you're ready, I'll give you my phone number. It's 970-402-1582. And we have a great group of people in Arvada who are helping us, and it'd be great if you'd join us.
No,
that's exactly
one more
what
time with the telephone number, Stacey. You always have to give it twice.
970-402-1582.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stacey. That's all I wanted. I'll get in touch.
Thank you.
Right, please do, Mike. And basically, I hope other people in Arvada will get involved and understand, you know, that, oh, basically, who cares about who's on the city council? I just want to be left alone, live my life. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to be left alone and live your life. There are people who want to control your life and control you and disrupt the way you live in this whole sustainable development program. And if you've never read Agenda 21, it is available through my ministry. Oh, we have it. It's put out by the United Nations. They used to put it out. They don't want you to read it because people are finding out, and so they've stopped publishing it, but we have it, and we're making it available through my ministry. You need to read the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It's the three legs of this program to transform America. It's a subversive element. It's working within our society. And these city managers are, frankly, working for a subversive organization. As you talk to people, Stacey, are they beginning to understand that this is an organized effort to transform America?
Thank you,
yeah.
Dr. Stan and Stacey. I'm going to hang up. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Oh, is there anything you wanted to say, Mike?
I just wanted to say thank you.
God bless. Again, our number 877-254-7524. But do people really understand the implications of this? Because trash is one thing, but that's simply a very, very small part of the overall program. It's one that affects people now, but this is so much larger than that, isn't it, Stacey?
It is much larger, but the beautiful thing about trash is it starts people questioning what's happening in their city because it doesn't make sense. So trash is a wonderful way to introduce people to the bigger picture about what's happening. And I have had meetings with community leaders who say, my community doesn't make sense anymore. I don't understand what's happening here. What's going on with trash? And once we start that conversation about the trash, then it leads into the bigger picture. And connecting the dots, helping people see in their own community what's happening, really does turn on the light in people's minds, and that's when they become involved. That's the exciting part.
It really is exciting. Well, I think we have another caller here. Who's calling?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen.
Hi. Stacy, I'm calling to say that I live in Aurora, and I've checked with Aurora government, and they said that they're not a part of ICLEI, but they have their own sustainability program. Do you know anything about what's really going on in Aurora? I'm going to become involved myself, and we have a relatively new city manager, and there's been some controversy over how he was chosen. It seemed like there was secrecy right up until the very last when the two or three finalists were selected from. What can you tell me about that, if anything?
Where did your city manager come from?
I'm not sure now. I have the article about it. Someplace back east.
Now, did you say that Aurora, Colorado is saying they're not a member of ICLEI?
Yes, that's what their city government told me. They said that they have they're not a part of ICLEI, but they have their own sustainability program, which I question that information.
That's interesting. And if you want to contact me off the air, I would love that, because I can give you some contacts in Aurora who can work with you in this. There is a group already there.
And that's great to know.
Yes, Aurora, Colorado is surrounded by ICLEI design communities. Stapleton is the redeveloped airport area, and that is a community that was designed with sustainability in mind. They used consultants with ICLEI, architects that work with ICLEI, so there's a whole network that designed that community in Aurora.
Well, what we don't know is a lot. It's terrible, but it's really great that you're doing what you're doing. I commend you. I encourage you. And I'll be in touch, and I hope you'll be in touch with me, and I'm going to get busy.
Okay.
Please do contact me.
Maria will be a good ally for you, Stacey. She's a hard worker.
Yes, that'd be great.
I'm a pit bull.
Good. And Maureen, you mentioned the city manager, and what happened in Loveland, Colorado is exactly what you're describing in Aurora. Loveland hired a new city manager, and I started researching that person, of course. He comes from Merced, California. They have been an ICLEI community. Loveland joined ICLEI 2 years ago, so they needed a city manager to come in here and enforce ICLEI's programs and implement the program. And now Loveland, Colorado is having some serious troubles because of what ICLEI is forcing them to do. And they do that.
Well, that's
five,
the best thing in the world. When things begin to fall apart, people are going to say, why? And we've got to be able to tell them about this subversive effort, because it is subversive. Hey, Maureen, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye.
Right.
Our number again, 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotil or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotil, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is real. There is a massive program. It's international. It's to change the structure of society, to lower our living standards, to get you out of your car, to get you to cut back on your use of water, to get you to cut back on your use of electricity. And basically, down the line, it's going to be limit the number of people that are available. This is part of a carefully planned worldwide program. It's Agenda 21. You can certainly read about it. It's also expressed in the Earth Charter and in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to know. The threat is not coming from communist China, coming from communist Russia, coming from a cave in Pakistan. The threat is here, and it is in literally most of the communities across America. Stacy, what sort of information, what sort of response are you getting from people across America? I know that you're working to get the information out. Are more and more people becoming involved and concerned?
They are, and the great thing about being a guest on your program, Dr. Stan, is that people throughout the United States and the world hear this program. And then I get wonderful phone calls for the next few weeks from people saying, how can I get involved? Please help me do research in my community. And I am so happy to help people dig into their communities. I'm able to do that quite easily because I've focused on this for a couple of years. And once the people have the documents they need to prove that it's in their community, then they start implementing. The first step is to educate the people in your area, and the second step is to replace the council and fire the city manager. Those two plans are being implemented across the United States. It takes hard work. It takes dedication. And if we don't do it, our freedoms are they're going to disappear. On a daily basis, they are disappearing, but it's happening so carefully and quietly that most people don't realize until the ordinance has been passed or the law is passed, and they've lost their freedom.
Amen. And, of course, basically, people have to be involved in the local government because, believe me, the subversive element is there, and they know exactly what they're doing. They want a massive bureaucracy that will control the populace. Incidentally, it's very interesting. If you have a computer, just type in Cicero bureaucracy on your search engine, and you'll find Cicero was talking about this exactly the same thing 2,500 years ago, 2,050 years ago, when he was, of course, saw the same thing happening in Rome, and this was largely responsible for the destruction of the freedom of the Roman people. He talked about the bureaucracy, the petty bureaucracy, and believe me, it's here in communities all across America. Basically, now, as far as the trash, what's the next thing they usually do after they get the trash tied up? What have they done in Fort Collins?
Well, the next thing they do is to start visiting restaurants. And what they want restaurants to do is to not use disposable plasticware and cups and plates. They want them to invest in the washable plates and cups. They don't want customers to have the convenience of taking those leftovers home. That means they have to purchase commercial, very expensive dishwashers and then hire additional employees to wash the dishes. And then they will go in and suggest that you replace your nozzles on your sinks and upgrade all of your equipment. And that's all in the name of efficiency. However, most of those upgrades that they're recommending don't really scientifically have the backing to warrant the cost or the pressure from your local government. So restaurants are a big thing. What they're doing now across the United States is using floodplain regulations to prevent development and to make property values plummet. So you own a property, no longer can you develop it, it's not worth selling. So the government is taking a lot of property through floodplain regulations.
and part of a very carefully conceived program, step by step by step. And certainly they do not want development. What about sustainable communities? Have you gotten into that concept yet?
Yes, that's happening a lot in Colorado, which is strange because we have so much open land here. What they do first is they buy up a lot of the open lands around your community. Then they prevent the development on that. So what that requires is for high-density housing and mixed-use development to occur. That means that you will have you can live in the same building that you work in, and then they will have common areas where you can play. So they would like you to do all of your living in a one-square-block area. Live, work, and play all in the same area, so you don't need to drive. You are your activities are closely monitored because it's all common or public space, and your personal or private property is basically non-existent. So high-density housing, livable communities is happening in Colorado, and that's accomplishing one of their goals to get us out of our cars because the people who live in those communities have less need to travel.
And that's one of their major objectives is to do away with the car. That's one reason we're going to the electric car, because they won't go very well far. They won't go very far if they're totally electric. If they have, of course, a gasoline engine in them, as some of the Toyotas do, that's fine. But increasingly, they're going to be stressing electric cars, and then they're going to run up the price of electricity so that that you're not going to be able to go any great distance in those electric cars. It's going to be too expensive. A carefully conceived program. They know exactly what they're doing. It all gets around to, my goodness, the CO2, which is an essential part of life, is they've got to convince us it's terribly, terribly dangerous. CO2 is going to destroy the nation. It's the heat. It's the terrible heat, the global warming that you're experiencing now. And people hearing this over and over again come to believe it. It's not true. The Arctic ice packs are increasing, and the same thing is true in Antarctica. They'll show you the pictures of the Arctic ice pack melting, but that's in the summer. Of course it's going to melt in the summer. But, of course, then it freezes over. In fact, last winter, according to Lloyd Mockton, who we've had as a frequent guest on other programs, why the Arctic ice pack is actually increasing. Last year it went down 50 miles south of Greenland. Never been down that far below before. Anyway, we're out of time. Stacy, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us, and please keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversations with Stacy Lynn. You can purchase a copy of the Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty. If you do, you can ask for a free copy of the Earth Charter, or if you want the Earth Charter, we actually also have it in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Charter. It is one of the three, probably the Second Earth Summit meeting held in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. They've been planning this for a long time. It all started on the yacht of the Prince Charles, the Britannia, and Prince Charles called together leaders throughout the world, and Al Gore was there, John Kerry was there, and they hammered out a program before the Second Earth Summit meeting in 1992 for this whole program for Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the agenda for your life for the 21st century, and of course this has been progressively implemented ever since that time, even though the Biodiversity Assessment Treaty, which was part of it, was of course turned down by the United States Senate. That doesn't matter. They don't care about the Senate. The Senate is irrelevant. They're implementing all of these programs today. That's why they're tearing out dams all across America. That's why they're installing smart meters. That's why they want you to get you into an electric car. That's why they keep talking about how we've got to can't burn the trash. Oh, we couldn't burn trash. We've got to recycle the cash trash. And it's all part of a massive program to lower your living standards. They've intentionally already sent the steel industry overseas, the electronic industry, the textile industry, large parts of the automotive industry, the aluminum industry. They're just actually doing everything they can to transfer much of the agricultural production to other countries. It's all part of Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, lowering living standards in America and raising them elsewhere. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to raise the price of the cost of your gasoline here before long. It's all part of a massive program. We've got more oil in the United States than they have in Saudi Arabia, but they just won't let us develop it. We have plenty of natural gas, the largest supplies of natural gas and coal in the world. They won't let them be developed. Why? Because they want to lower our standards. They want us to actually be sending our money to other countries so that other countries are coming in now and buying up our major industries. And they're buying up our major corporations, Sara Lee's, Burger King. They've all been bought up by foreign corporations, Westinghouse. They're buying up America, and the wealth is going overseas, and it's going to be much lower here unless you get involved. You better find out what this is about. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Agenda 21. You need to get our Sustainable Development Syllabus and my talk on Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I want to let you know that the CDs of the conference we had in October are available. There are five of them. You can get them together or separately, but there are great talks. Paul Williams on the terrorist training camps in America that are being financed with your tax money. Why would we be financing Islamic terrorist training camps in America? Is that really happening? You need to hear Paul Williams. You need to hear about the aluminum and the vaccines. Dr. David Ayoub, Sheriff Mack, was there. Michael Shaw talking on ICLEI, what we've been talking on this morning, and I tell the story of the spiritual battle, the dark secret. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.